You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, a couple of gentlemen. Scott Berry, he is the chairperson for the 34th annual Frank Soleil Super Bowl Breakfast coming up this Sunday morning at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. And volunteer Nathan Monroe. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Nathan, I know that you grew up in this area and then you moved away to Oklahoma, but you come back annually for this event. So we'll talk with you in just a little bit. First off, Scott, what organization puts on the Frank Soleil Super Bowl Breakfast?
It's done through the Sonora 49er Rotary Club, which Frank was a member for several years before he passed away in 1999.
And specifically, who was Frank Soleil to this community?
He moved up here in the mid-60s. He owned a generator shop, did a lot of electrical work, but he was a person that would do anything for anybody, anytime. He put on a lot of meals. I remember one time we did a project in Mexico, and he brought the grills down there and did a full turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, and stuffing meal down there just out in the middle of nowhere. And it was all done with propane and things like that. So he was a great guy. Fantastic.
Nathan Monroe, you now live in Oklahoma. This is your hometown. You come back annually for this event. This event must mean something special to you.
It does. It's like I've told Scott and a lot of other Rotarians, it's a labor of love for me to come back every year and do this. Because no matter how far you roam away, this is still your hometown. This is still your home community. I mean, Tuolumne County will always have a special place in my mind, in my heart, you know, regardless of where I go.
And not everybody is familiar with this breakfast. So for those who are unfamiliar, what does the breakfast consist of?
It's a three-egg omelet breakfast with ham, bell pepper, onion, mushroom, whatever you want on there, with cheese also. But, you know, it's just you get a choice of condiments you want to put on there, and we'll make it up for you and make it really good.
And what are you doing behind the scenes, Nathan?
Just making sure the grill cooks have what they need as far as, you know, condiments and everything. I'm the condiment runner. I make sure they have the ham, the bell pepper, the mushroom, the olives.
Just and to make it sure must keep you busy, because this is a well-oiled machine, and there are a lot of people who attend this breakfast.
Oh, yeah. I'm shooting for a big year this year. I think because the Niners, this is their return to the Super Bowl. I think a lot of people will show up. We'll have a banner year this year. We're going to have to hustle for it.
It does make this year's breakfast extra special, having the 49ers in the Super Bowl along with the Kansas City Chiefs. Scott, we know about the breakfast now. Tell us about some of the drinks.
Okay. Well, we're going to have a bar with gin fizz, mimosas, screwdrivers. I think there may be a little beer and wine. And then for the non-alcoholic drinkers, of course, with the breakfast, you can have coffee, tea, orange juice, and milk.
And let's just make sure we clarify, this is a family event.
That's right. You can bring everybody and anybody. Come in your favorite jersey. You don't have to be a fan of the two teams that are there. We just want you to come and have fun, support the raffle, and just hang out.
You don't even have to be a football fan.
That's right.
A lot of banners from the ceiling. Who makes those banners?
We have a poster painting party that the Interact kids put on Friday night, and then we hang those after they're dried on Saturday morning. Then we have a crew that comes in. Well, actually, two crews. We have one that goes out to the building out in Columbia that picks up the equipment. The other crew sets up the venue at the John Muir Building. And then Sunday, everybody's all hands on deck between 5:30 and 6, and we're rocking and rolling until noon. Then we clean it up, and we're home by 2 o'clock for the game.
And do you want to mention some of the volunteers that help put this on Sunday morning?
Yeah, you know, besides the Rotarians, any spouses that come, children of Rotarians, we also have the Interact Club. We have the Journey Church that is up the hill on Mono Way. This is their fourth or fifth year that they've helped out. Probably 15 to 20 members, and they're phenomenal. And then we also have different clubs that help out. The three Rotary Clubs, Sonora, Twain Hart, and Groveland help. And then I think we've had some people that have come from Kiwanis and Lions a couple years, or they're members of that club, and I don't know it, but they come to help out. So it's just anybody that shows up will put you to work.
And there are a lot of auction items.
Yeah, we have a raffle every 30 minutes, and we get all the prizes from local businesses. They're all donated, and then you have to buy tickets for that. The numbers are called, and then we have some of the kids that are in the Interact Club. They'll run it out to the patrons that are at the seats if they're eating, so they don't have to get up and leave. And then that goes on. It starts at 7:30, the first raffle, and then it goes till I think 11. I think 11's the last one.
The most important question, what do the proceeds go towards?
We do scholarships for Sonora High School, and then we do dictionaries for third graders in Tuolumne County, and then we do a swim program for the kindergartners, and that's called Josh the Otter.
Tickets available at the door?
Yes. They're pre-sale. They're $9 for adults, $7 for kids, and at the door they're $10 for adults and $8 for kids. Sam Wheeler's office has some, Schnugg's, and then we've got them available at Bears Garden Florist and Sonora Florist.
The parking is completely free at the Motherlode Fairgrounds this Sunday morning. What are the hours for the breakfast?
It starts at 7, goes till 11:30.
All right. Anything else you would like to add?
Nope. Just I'm hoping for a good year. The Niners were there last in 2013, and we had a little bit of an uptick on the omelets. I hope everybody comes out and supports us. And again, for those of you that have been there for the last 34 years, we appreciate your support. And we just hope everybody comes out and has a good time.
34th annual Frank Solel Super Bowl breakfast this Sunday morning, Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. Scott Berry, Nathan Monroe, great to see both of you again.
Thank you very much, Mark, for having us in.